I will turn on our AI companion. So now the computer is both recording and listening. Excuse me. And where are we? Let's go here. Here we go. It is Shabbat HaGadol. Pesach, one
Okay.
week till Pesach. And I'm sure you remember, speaking of COVID, that I gave this year 3 years ago.
Well, we were already learning 3 years ago,
That's
right?
what I'm saying. That was already on. That was already them there. So I will give you full credit if you remember everything and you comment on what I had already said. But I liked it well enough, so I'm just going to do it again. Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk
Yeah.
about Shabbat HaGadol, right? We call this Shabbat, the Shabbat before Pesach, Shabbat HaGadol. This is the Shulchan Aruch says this in Source 1. Shabbat Shlifnei Pesach Kriyato Shabbat HaGadol. Hanes Shena'asa Bo, because of the miracle that happened on that day. Shabbat before Pesach. And what happened on the Shabbat before Pesach, it was the day that Bnei Israel took their sheep. 4 days before the actual offering of the Karban. This is in Parshat Bo. Verse 2, by Yom HaShem Moshe, L'Aaron Be'er Shetrayim Mor, L'Achor Tzizeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, Bishon Hu Lachem L'Chod Shea Shana, this is Nisan, first month, Dabru El Kol Adap B'nei Yisrael Le'mor, go tell all B'nei Yisrael, Be'esor L'Chodesh Hazeh, on the 10th day of this month, Bichu Lahem Ish Sela Beit Avot, Sela Bayit, and everyone should take a sheep, one per household. And then by Moshe calls the Israel, so Moshe calls the elders and tells him, Mishchu, Ukulachem, go grab, hold, and take for yourselves sheep, Mishkotechem, for your families, and for Shachatu Pesach, and you're going to slaughter the Pesach.
What is Mishchu?
You literally to pull.
Oh, right. Mishoch. Right.
Okay, you're going to
Mishoch.
grab.
That's a very important word, Danny,
Why?
here, because you have to know the two words, Mishoch and Dechof. So you know how to open the door, push or
Oh,
pull.
okay. Dechof is to push and Meshoch is to
Yeah.
pull. And yeah, we're gonna look at that word Mishchu. What does that mean? Mishchu, you need to pull, you have to grab hold of the sheep and pull it toward you. It's not just take a sheep. Okay,
Yeah.
we're looking at Shabbat HaGadol. The first mention that I think that I find of calling it Shabbat HaGadol is the 12th century, is the Machzor Victory. You know the Machzor Victory?
No.
It was a siddur written by a Talmid of Rashi.
Wow.
Okay, and it's got also its commentary. It's kind of like our school. It's got most of its commentary on the Siddur, and it's called the Machzor. It's about all the it's got the topic for the entire the cycle of the year. And it says Shabbat Pesach Nagua Am Likroto Shabbat Hagadol, that the people call it Shabbat Hagadol, the Great Sabbath. The Einam Yodin Dodin Lama, and the people call it that, but they don't know why. What makes this a quote, a great one? Okay. And the Aruch HaShulchan, the Shulchan Aruch, rather, that we already quoted, which is the 16th century, so later, where he says, a Nes HaGadol. So, what's this Nes that happened then? And most of the explanations center about the fact they took the sheep, which was one of the gods of the Egyptians, but one of these, holy animals. And the Egyptians couldn't do anything about it. It was a sign of that they're finally independent. Tosfot brings a slight variation on that. Again, this would be 13th century. And he looks at why, what's this Shabbat HaGadol, right? We know they took it on the 10th. And the Gemara says that they left Egypt on a Thursday. Okay? So he says, that they left was on a Thursday. That's the Gemara in Shabbos.
How do
In
we know they
case,
left on a Thursday?
you could look at the Gemara to see how they're reasoning there. But we're going to start from assuming the Gemara has it right.
Okay.
But then we're going to count backwards, right? So that's the 15th was a Thursday. So then came Revi'i Shachatu Pischayim. So therefore, on Wednesday was the actual date of the Korban Pesach, which they ate that night and they left in the morning. So the 10th would have been the Shabbos before that. That was the 10th of the month. So that's why we call this the Great Shabbos. Why? Because I'm reading the Midrash, and the Shmos Rabbah says this. All the Jews went out, and they all started grabbing sheep and going to whatever the Egyptian sheep markets and getting sheep. The all gathered into Israel, and they went to the Jews, and they saw that Shalom Lama Yosim Kach. What are you doing? Hashem, we're going to offer this as a sacrifice to Yargu Bechorim Mitzrayim. Right? God predicted he's going to kill all the Bechorim. So the Bechorim who heard this went to their parents and went to Paro and said, you got to let him go, right? This is bad, right? We've already gone through nine plagues, okay? God there is not fooling around. And there was a best civil war as they're all arguing, no, you got to let him go. And Paro says, no, we're not letting him go. Pahuda Amar, that's why the public says, Makay Mitzrayim, right there. Egypt was attacked by their own Bechorim on that day.
Oh, not
That's
this is not Makat Bechorim. This is
this is the Bechorim who heard that this was going to happen on this Shabbos, and then they that's the Tosfot.
Bechorot, not Bechorim, huh? That's funny.
Yeah, it's
Okay.
one of those words.
So when they're talking about Shabbat Hagadol, they mean the day of Shabbos, so they mean the week, the big week,
No, it's the day. It's
the
the
day.
10th of Nisan. And there's a whole discussion why we don't celebrate as the 10th of Nisan and why the Shabbos specifically, but that we're not getting into. But the most common explanation of the reason wasn't this battle here, which isn't explicit in the text. This is a tour. So this would have been 14th century, explaining the Shabbat Hagadol. What was the nace? Everyone took their sheep, and they tied it to their bedposts so it would be ready. And the Egyptians asked, what are you doing with all these sheep?
I just
Yeshiva.
had that word, kar'ei mita,
Where'd you see that?
in a Masechet Sukkah. If you tie your sukkah to kar'ei mita.
Right.
And I didn't
Okay.
know the word. I had to look it up. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the bedpost, right? Yeah. I don't know. They literally, right? They kept the sheep by the
But
bedpost.
wait, they didn't do this on Shabbos. They did
Yes, this is
this
on
on the
Shabbos. This is
10th.
on Shabbos. The 10th day was Shabbos.
Oh, then it was Shabbos.
That year, we just said that year, the 10th of Nisan was a Shabbat.
Oh, I see. And so we
Right?
don't do it, so we do it on a Shabbat, not on the 10th. Okay.
Right. And that's a separate discussion, which
Yeah.
I'm not going to get
Okay.
into now.
But
But
well,
we
you
said,
had it, you could pick one or the other, and they
right.
picked this one. Okay.
Right. So that was the test. So what happened? The Egyptians asked them, what are you doing? We're gonna celebrate this holiday called Passover. It's gonna involve a lot of food, and we've got to clean the whole desert. And we're gonna shecht this sheep. The mitzvah Hashem, because God commanded us. Mitzvah Hashem Aleinu. Vayu shinehem kahot. And the Egyptians' teeth were set on edge, right? We asked a quote from the
Oh.
Haggadah, right? They had where that was that little sense of bitterness.
That's in the Haggadah, that phrase?
Yeah, Haked Shinav, talking about the Rasha.
Oh.
Their teeth were.
But what is kahot? Dark?
It's translated as blunted.
Because kehes also, a
Yeah.
colored thing.
Right.
Okay.
It's an expression Tanakh that avotenu achlu boser Shinina Kehot, our ancestors ate the sour grapes, and our teeth are blunted. I translate
Wait,
set on
is
edge.
that hake? That's the same word, hake shinav?
Yes,
Oh, it's the
not
same
hakeh with
word.
a chaf, which would be hit him in the teeth.
I thought that's what it was.
No, look at it. That's what then hit his
Oh.
teeth. You're supposed to make him feel that bitterness, you know, that par sense of powerlessness.
So what does kahot mean? Dark, darkened or
Yeah,
blunted
also used in a
teeth?
sense of softened. It's, I mean, that is, it's
Okay.
okay.
But what does it mean here? They heard they're
That
going
they
to.
that as that's the same sense of the as the rasha, shinim kahut, that the kind of that sense that what you do when you eat something that's really bitter.
Oh, like you grit your teeth or something?
Yeah, that like I'm mad, but I can't say anything. I can't do anything.
Yeah, and but here it's describing the Egyptians.
Right, that the Jews are telling them, I'm going to write, ah, why
Here.
sheshochtim et Eloheihem. Because they were going to shech
Oh,
these, all the animals, below
oh.
Yoshim Lamar Lahem Davar, and the Egyptians couldn't do anything after nine plagues.
Oh.
Vashem Oto Nes, and that miracle that they could, the Jews could do this, Koreto Shabbat Agadol. That was a miracle. The
Okay.
Egyptians knew it and didn't
So
do anything.
that's what we learned above, that they couldn't, right?
Right,
A
right.
little
So it's not
bit.
quite, it's not
Okay.
about the battle they were fighting. The miracle was
Right.
that they couldn't do anything.
They
So the
could
Bach
do
has
it.
a much more a positive interpretation. It wasn't about the Egyptians per se. It was the fact that this was the first mitzvah the Jews had.
Oh, really?
They've been slaves in Egypt, right? They've been acculturated. They've been assimilated in Egyptian society well before they became slaves. They had no connection, aside from a cultural one, to the idea of mitzvot.
Okay.
So this was the first one, right?
Oh.
Megillta, right? The Megillta says this. The Brat Mishchu. What's this Mishchu? Grab hold of this. Kulachem. Rabbi Yosef Glu Omer Mishchu me'avodah zarah. Pull yourselves back from your avodah zarah.
Oh.
Hidbaku ba mitzvah. Go take hold of this mitzvah.
Why do we always say the first mitzvah is HaChodesh Hazeh or
Well, that's
something?
the that's that paragraph right there. Yom Hashem Moshe Eretz Mitzrayim Lemar Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Rishon Hu Lachem Lachodshi Hashanah Dabru Lachod Apre Yisrael Vimur Lemar Basra Lachodsh Zeh Tiyichu Lachem Sel Vabot Sel Abayit.
So it's a second mitzvah.
Right, but this wasn't a mitzvah for Bnei Yisrael. They didn't do anything with this Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. It didn't have a relevance to. I mean, it is a mitzvah you're going to make Rosh Chodesh, but in
Yeah.
terms of the actual things that Bnei Yisrael did, this was the first one.
Well, I don't know. Okay, I think it's the second. Okay, go on.
Okay, this is
Because
the
we
that
always say
again
that, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem,
is
that's
the
the
first
first.
mitzvah, right?
What's
Yeah.
the first mitzvah? Nobody says it's get a sheep.
Okay, but I mean it's the same. It's that paragraph. It's part of
Yeah,
that
that
and the
was the
connection
second
there.
one. Okay.
Okay,
Okay.
so so this is the. So this is the Bach, the Beit Chadash, commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, right? The tour on the tour. Tour says that you know they're shechting Elohehan, they're shechting the God of the Egyptians. The Bach says no, Bnei Israel are committing to shech the God of the Jews. They're over the Jews were Avu Avdei Avodah Zarah. Od mashma et Elohehan shel Yisrael. Kirubim shel Yisrael Avdei Avodah Golilim.
Oh.
Hey, that before that they were worshiping the same gods the Egyptians did. They didn't know about this.
Oh.
This is a new thing. This was a commitment by Bnei Israel. Dibrei Chazal, Mishku Yedchem Yavodah, right? Pull yourselves back from the Avodah Zarah. Kulchem Tzon Shel Mitzvah, and take this mitzvah. Valken Hayushinem Kehot. So that's why the Egyptians were had their teeth on edge. They felt that they were gritting their teeth. Yet Ata Abdullah. Because until now the Jews were serving the same gods. They're Vamata.
Yeah.
They're now converting. This is an act of conversion from Avodah Zarah to whatever the Jews are doing now.
Okay.
And the sign that the Egyptian gods were going to be slaughtered above as well.
It's a
They're
big deal.
rejecting it.
Yeah.
Okay, this was them. And Ibudraham, which
This is
is.
connected to Egel HaZahav somehow. No, I never thought of it, right?
Well, they were getting back to the needing this Avodah Zarah. That's an eagle. That's a set. It's not the same animal.
Is
But
it the
certainly
same
that's very,
animal?
no, one's a calf and one's a bit lamb.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Never
Okay.
mind.
But again, the fact that they were already Avodah Zarah a couple of months before plays into
Right.
this, right? This
Right.
wasn't this idea of rejecting the animals as a symbol of God was a new thing to them. Right, they just done
Okay.
that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on 10th day of Nisan. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
That was a
Yeah.
Yom Gadol,
It's a
and
big deal.
Avraham quotes the Avin Hayarchi, which is interesting. Avani Yarchis, it was 12th century from Lunel, France. Lunel being French for the moon, so he was called Hayarchi, the moon guy.
Oh, cool.
And Avin is short for Avraham ben Noach, I think. So he wrote a ser book called the Sefer Manhig. But he wrote, Tamacher, why is it called the Shabbat Gadol? Tzal kach nikra Shabbat HaGadol. Shu Shabbat Rishon shenichnasu la-mitzvah. This is the first Shabbat they did a mitzvah.
Okay.
Commanded. This is the first time they actually had a mitzvah and they did something God commanded. So the way the Wikipedia article on Shabbat HaGadol puts it, and I have no idea who this guy Yaakov is, but he's the one who wrote this particular word. Avudraham, this is the Shabbos that they accepted their first mitzvah. The niuk katan ha-nichnas le-gil bar mitzvah. The nikra gadol.
Oh, cute.
I thought that was very cute, right? That
Yes,
this is the
cute.
age they became gadol. So Shabbat Gadol means the Shabbat of adulting.
Yeah,
This is
cute.
Shabbat that Israel became gadolim. They became adults. They had it. Now they are bar mitzvah, literally.
Yeah.
So
And
that's
you're
very nice.
maintaining that the first mitzvah here they're talking about is taking the sheep, not making Rosh Chodesh.
Right. I'm not saying, yeah, they may even commit, the Rosh Chodesh one does come a couple of seconds before this one. Yes. But in terms of the things that B'nai Israel did,
Okay.
this act was the first thing they did in 200 plus years that they were doing as an act of a mitzvah of Hashem.
Okay.
Okay. And there are other reasons. Okay. So here's the Mishli.
Well, there's the Haftorah reason,
Ah,
right?
hold that back. Thank you. You were paying attention last time.
No, I just know that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is a summary from the Dir Shu Mishneh Berurah. Dir Shu is a publishing company that has footnotes about, and this is on the Mishneh Berurah, mentions other reasons. Tam nosaf ketava shvile leket. That's from the Shu Leket. A reason why it's called the Shabbat Gadol. L'fi she'macharim ha'am levo levateihem b'Shabbat zu. Because people come home from shul late. Why? Because this is the Shabbos that the rabbi speaks for a long time.
This is
Shabbat
a
Tash.
joke, Danny,
No,
right?
this is serious, right?
It's a joke.
I'm heading to the joke part, but this is the Shabbat Gadol because the rabbi talks for a long time. They had drasha shebeveta knesset. Traditionally, the
Okay.
rabbi speak, right? Give the Shabbat Shuva drasha. Now here, you go home and you eat, and then you come back. Then it was part of davening. Nimshach ha-davar ad achachatzot, and they'd be in shul till afternoon. V'nira yom zeh be'enei ha'am ki yom gadol ba'aroch yoter, yom acher. So it sounded like this was going on forever. I think it's very funny. But that's what,
It
this is
is.
serious. In the Zekadeva Maharil, wrote the same idea. Shabbat gadol, because davening goes for long because of the drasha. Right? Shabbat gadol, the rabbi talks for a long time. Which is
Okay.
obviously, and my joke is that it's obviously connected to the taking the sheep. Why? What does
Oh.
counting sheep mean? What's the one time you're allowed to fall asleep in shul?
During the drasha?
During the drasha, yeah. So I assume that's my connection
Oh, that's
to the
funny.
song. Okay, that's a
Okay.
joke. That's a joke.
Funny.
That's
That's a
fine.
joke, but I think that whole thing is a joke, but
It may be, but we'll be like that. So that we're going to
okay.
focus in the time remaining on Phyllis's reason for Shabbat HaGadol. The Haftorah.
Okay.
That's from the Maharshal. Oh, where did this... The Maharshal.
I thought this was like if you ask anyone, what why is it called Shabbat HaGadol, they'll say the Haftorah
I don't know
ends.
what most people say. I mean, certainly,
No?
the first thing I learned was the taking the sheep and the Egyptians not being doing anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now,
Huh.
I mean, obviously. They're all fine reasons. We can have one reason.
Okay.
The Marshal Katavshish, the Marshal, okay, said that the reason is Pishabazat Korim et Navi of Lechem et Elia Hanavi, this Nebo Yom Hashem Hagadol Bahanora, right? So this Haftorah of Bo Hashem Yom Hashem Hagadol Bahanora, so Shabbat Hagadol, because of the Yom Hagadol from Haftorah. It's like Shabbat Shuva. The
Yeah.
Haftorah has Shuva Yisrael, Shabbat Nachmu, and it starts at Nachmu, Nachmu Ami.
Yeah.
So this pasuk, however, is different because this pasuk of Hinei Nochi Shaleich Lachem is the last pasuk of the Haftorah, not the first one.
There's a song, Hinei Anochi
Right.
Shaleichachem.
If you'll notice that the song goes Eliyahu Hanavi, not Eliyah Hanavi. So when you actually read that Torah, make sure
But
you get
we
the
learned what happened to that vav.
we did talk about that vav. Yes, we did. That was a previous shiur, right?
Right? It was one
So
of
the
the 10
song gets it
vavs
wrong.
that are
The,
missing. Yeah.
right. We talked about that. The
Yeah.
symbolism of the missing vav. But when you're if you get to read the Torah, make sure you say Eliyah Hanavi, not Eliyahu.
Okay, I'll make
Okay.
sure.
Okay, but it, notice notably it's the penultimate pasuk of the perek, right? The perek has ends with two psukim, and we actually repeat it afterward. We repeat the penultimate, the second to last pasuk, because we don't want to end on a violent note, so we go back. So the
Where's the
actual,
violence? Where's the
let's
violence?
read it inside. So
Oh.
here's pasuk chaf gimel and chaf dalet.
Ah.
Hinei nofi shaleicha ke'emeti hanavi lifnei bo yom Hashem agadol ba'nara. And the song continues, the Heshiv Lev Avot Banim, and he Eliyahu will come and will bring the hearts of the fathers to this back to the sons, Velev Banim Alavotam, and the sons back to the hearts. Pen Avo, lest I come, God speaks, Biketi et ha'aretz cherem, and I will wipe out the land entirely.
But he's not going to come.
No, Eliyahu is going to come to prevent that.
Oh, so even the thought that that might happen.
Right. So that's we don't want to end with if he can't hit Eretz Ke'erem, so we go back and we say,
Okay.
it's a nicer way to end. So the song ends with Heshiv Lev Avot Banim, period. And we don't sing that
Right.
last
That's
part
a
at
good
all,
ending. Yeah.
which is a fine ending as well, right? We don't, it's a by the way, so we don't want to say that. Okay. So there are other places with Eicha, we repeat that. Because the last pasuk is kind of downer, so we repeat the second to last, same with Kohelet, same with Shavuot
Oh.
Rosh Chodesh at the end of Yeshaya. We go back a pasuk, just not to end it in
Oh.
a bad note. It's a common
Okay.
theme, okay? But the other Haftorah, that's the point I'll make, is named after a significant word in the first pasuk. Right? It starts out, Shuva.
Right. This is at the
Hashem
end.
at the
Right.
end, right? Why are we named? Why named after the last pasuk? So I haven't seen an answer to this. So I'm going to speculate.
Wait, how did this become the Haftorah for this Shabbos? When was that?
At least from the time of the Marshal, which would have been, I think, 16th century, as the Marshal. So a good question: how far back these Haftorah go? I don't know the answer.
But
Some
it
were very
doesn't go as
ahead.
far back as calling it Shabbat
As far as I know, no. I don't know how far back. So Shabbat HaGadol goes back to 12th century. The Marshal
HaGadol.
is saying it, that it already was established in the 16th
Yeah.
century.
Right. Okay. We don't know.
It
Okay.
may have been back then. I don't know. I mean, the Haftarahs were something that you picked
Right.
that were relevant, and it's gelled after over the course of centuries, and people just didn't want to have to think about it anymore. But I don't know
Yeah.
the answer.
Okay.
Again, that argues that, but I'm saying what is about this Haftorah? The
Yeah.
question is, why is that the Haftorah is
Right.
of Yom Gadol? So I would propose that the Haftorah for this Shabbos is these two psukim. That's it. And in fact, Yom Gadol is in the first pasuk in terms of the psukim that you want to mention.
Okay.
But you can't have a two pasuk haftorah. Halacha
Okay.
haftorah is right. Megillah hamaftir benavi. When you're just picking on what you're going to do for the haftorah, lo yifachot me'asrim ve'achad psukim. You have to have at least 20 psukim corresponding k'neged shiva k'shekru b'torah, corresponding to the kriya in the Torah, which has at least seven aliyot of three psukim each, of minimum. Okay, so you
Okay.
want 21 psukim. So you can't
Okay.
start from here, from Pasuk 23, and go forward, because that's the end of Sefer Malachi. It's the end of all of Nevi'im. There's nothing to
Oh.
go forward from there.
Oh.
So we're going to go back.
Okay.
So that's why. So the Haftarah actually starts from Pasuk Dalet of Malachi, of that chapter of Malachi, even though it's right in the middle of the Inyan. It should serve. If you wanted a whole paragraph, then you should start from Pasuk Aleph. You know. You just make 21 psukim going backwards.
Okay. But
That's
why,
my idea.
what are these, how are these, the two psukim that, well, the one pasuk that's the Haftorah, what is it saying? Eliyahu is going to come.
Right.
Bo
It says
Yom
he
Hashem
wrote
HaGadol VaHanorah.
Bahanara. Ah, so good.
He's
So
going to
let's
come
ask
and.
why this Haftarah and the Shabbos. What's the connection?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That's where we're going. And I think the obvious reason is that you got this Geula from Mitzrayim, and you got the future Geula, right? The eschatological vision of the redemption of Mashiach.
Okay.
Okay, we're looking back at Geula from Egypt, and we're looking forward to Geula of the future. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Menisa nigalu benisim atidin ligael." Right, they were saved in
Oh,
Egypt,
okay.
and the future Geula will be in Nisan as well. And how do you know? Because it says, "Leil shumurim hula Hashem b'yosyam Yisrael." Leil shumurim is
Oh.
this night is one that is remembered. Shumurim ben Israel, it is Leil hamishumar. It is going to be the one that's remembered.
And what Laila is that? Which one is it? It's not the
This one.
10th. It's not
No,
the
it
day
is
they
Yetziat
took.
Mitzrayim. So that's the question, right? That comes to the point is that the Torah is not about Geula, because there's lots of Nevi'im about Nevuahs about Geula. We don't read those. This is about the preparation for Geula. It's Eliyahu coming as the harbinger of the Geula. I'm surprised they didn't have
Okay,
harbinger.
read it. Let me see it again. Hinei Eliyahu Hanavi. Go back.
Ne. Hinei Anochi Sholech Lachem et Eliyahu Hanavi Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem Agadol Banar.
Lifnei bo.
Bo,
Oh,
right?
Lifnei bo.
Right. Again, Eliyahu is going to, that's the idea that Eliyahu is going to come and announce Biat Mashiach. This is the before, just like this is the Shabbos before, this is the Bishchu, this is the preparation for Yimot Mashiach, for Mitzrayim. The Haftorah is the preparation for Yimot Mashiach. Let me turn my lights on.
Okay, so, but is Malachi linking it to the first Pesach? In Malachi's mind, he has in mind something connecting this when.
He's not explicitly connecting that to Pesach.
No.
No,
Okay,
that's
he's
just
not, he doesn't mean Yom HaGadol, the day you took the sheep. He
no
means the future great
future
day.
day, right? That's the future
Okay.
one. That's all that his that's all his vision
Okay.
in the in this Haftarah is. I'm saying that that's the connection that we are. That's why we're reading it, because it's the preparation for that.
Got
What happened
it.
before
Okay.
Mashiach?
So I did,
What?
so Nisan is supposed to be the future, so it's now.
Yeah. We go for it.
Okay.
Okay, Eliyahu is going to come and is going to make sure that we got flights to Israel.
I have a
Right?
funny
That's
Eliyahu story. Remind me at the end.
okay. So the question is, what's Eliyahu, right? We talk about Eliyahu announcing Mashiach's coming. That's not what the Torah says. What's Eliyahu's job before Mashiach comes? What's his job? The answer is, Heshiv lev avot al banim al lev b'lev banim avotam. Bring the parents and children back together again. Bring their hearts together.
Is
Whatever that
that
means.
God? Is that God or people?
That's what we have to look at. What does that mean? The Mishnah in Eidot talks about that, a number of interpretations of it. We'll look at
Oh.
it. Okay? But it's important, because if it doesn't happen, it's pen avobi gehidi eretz chin acherem. I'm going to wipe the planet, I wipe the world out if it doesn't happen. Right? Yom HaGadol BaNorah will not be geula, it'll be destruction. So the Mishnah in Eidot talks about how do we, what does that mean? And so this is just what Chachamim say after a number of choices. He's not going to tell you. Now we're talking about he's going to make a halachic decision like teku, tishbiyavo. No, but we're not worried about Eliyahu coming to tell us what's tameh and what's tahor. Not to tell you who's really Jewish and who's not. He's going to make peace in the world. Okay? His bani menavot is referring to everyone. As it says, that we're going to make peace.
I
All
like that.
the families will have to come together.
I
The
like
father
this.
says, no more disagreement, okay?
Yeah.
And if we can't, that doesn't happen, there's no geula. And this was, I have to make this a little bigger because otherwise you're not going to see it. This was a song written by Yitzchak Feigenbaum, who's the father of Avi Feigenbaum, who's the executive director of Beis Yaakov here in St. Louis.
Oh.
This is called Mashiach's Hat. You heard of this?
What's it called? Mashiach's what?
Mashiach's Hat.
Hat?
Pat, right? So Mashiach's gonna come. I'm not gonna read the whole thing, right? Rouse Mashiach and get him down to bring him to earth. So Mashiach got dressed, and on Mashiach, Hashem heard your plea. Gula's come, time to go free. They stopped their learning, quite a surprise, and they said, "He's not Mashiach. Look at his hat with the pinches of brim." That's right. Okay, he's got the wrong hat. So Mashiach said, "Fine." So he takes his hat off, and they say, "Wait a minute. Why are you not wearing a hat? And you need to keep us through God." And then he goes from one shul to the next and says, "No, you're wearing the wrong hat. You can't be Mashiach."
Oh, that's funny.
It's hilarious. And at the end, he says, so back to his chariot, he went to his chariot, but as he began to enter, all the Jews have appeared from left, right, and center. "Please wait, do not leave. It's all their fault," they said, and to each other, and to what was on each other's head. Mashiach just looked sad and said, "You don't understand." He started his chariot to get out of this land. "Yes, it's wonderful, very wonderful. You all in Torah, but you seem to have forgotten a crucial part of our Masorah." Mashiach looked back and answered, "The first place to start is to shut up your mouths and open up your heart. And to each of you, certain Yidden seem too frum or too fry, but all Yidden are beloved in the Eivishter's eye. And on his way up, he shouted, 'If you want me to come, try working a little harder on some Ahavas Chinam.'" Okay, says that's what Eliyahu is going to get, because if he doesn't, then Mashiach's not going to bother coming. While you're thinking about your hat, okay. And the song's more gentle than Navi, right? The Navi doesn't talk about Mashiach going back. Malachi says, "You don't get this together. It's going to be Yom Cherem. Right? He can't take the Aret. They're going to wipe everything out." So that's the message of this, right? That's what Shabbat HaGadol, right? Pesach is a great time to get together with family, and we argue about everything, right? Everyone's got their own stringencies. We won't eat in each other's houses. Message of Shabbat HaGadol is Nisan Nigalu, Nisan Atin Ligael, and that Gula can fall apart of your Gelo. Before
So the
Pesach,
Hishiv Leivot Banim Albanot, that's the Haftorah, that's the key of the Haftorah.
that's the key up to it. That's it. We right. Yom HaGadol has got to be when Eliyahu comes and tells, "Okay, we've got to all get together."
Very nice.
Okay, and the message of the Haftorah, though, is that Eliyahu will come. Right? This isn't an if. Eliyahu will come and will make this happen. That's what faith in Mashiach means. Okay, and this is where Rabbi Sacks puts it. From faith implies anything, faith in God, a Jewish people, a covenant binding us to one another as a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. It implies this, that Jews, having come thus far, will not now disintegrate. So advance along the journey which Abraham began nearly 4,000 years ago. The inclusivist faith is that Jews, divided by where they stand, are united by what they are traveling towards. The destination, which alone gives meaning to Jewish history, the promised union of Torah, Jewish people, and the land of Israel and God.
Very nice.
Will happen. That's our emunah. That's our expressing.
And then it ties in nice with Eliyahu coming to all our Siddurim.
Yes, Eliyahu, that's what Eliyahu is coming to us of darkness from the future Gula. That first step is Heshiv Avot Avanim Avotam, and that would be a Shabbat HaGadol indeed.
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 You should mention that Eliyahu comes,
Yeah, right.
That's the big Eliyahu piece. But here's another Eliyahu piece.
Okay.
So Jan Altman, Edelman, told me that the Pikud HaOref, well, that's the home command. They
Okay.
give out all the rules about where you could go and how many people could be together. So seriously, she said they're putting out rules about how big a person, a private seder could be. Like you can't
Okay.
have more than 30 people or something they're going to come out with. And I'm thinking, well, how are they going to check on that? They're going to go to home, see how many people. So I said, that's Eliyahu's job. He's going around checking that everybody.
You're gonna open the door. Eyal's gonna come. He's gonna blow a whistle.
He's a spy for Pikud HaOref to check, make sure you're keeping the rules.
Okay.
Hanavi. So we're, yeah, the only, one little piece that sticks in my throat is that Eliyahu, he was a negative. He was yelling and
Yes,
negative to.
that's how you understand this. This is his tikkun. Just like same reason he goes to every Brit for the same reason. He was one of the, you're not frum enough types. His tikkun, that's everyone says this. His tikkun is he's got to go to every Brit Milah and say, no, this guy's Jewish too. He's got to go to every house and say, this is a good Seder. That's Eliyahu's job from then
So
on.
Malachi sees him as a positive force.
Right. Afterwards. You're right.
Afterwards.
That's not the image. That's not the image of Eliyahu from
Heshiva. I love
Malachi.
that pasuk. Wait, but I look at it not nationally, but very personally. Like families will get along. Estranged, if a father is estranged
That's
or.
absolutely right. I mean, you take that as literally too, right? It's not just nationally, but take it as an individual basis, we'll accept each other.
Very nice.
Okay, I'm gonna
Very
stop
nice.
here.
Ay, 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 ay. Seder, huh?